Officials in Texas and other Gulf Coast states are asking to send along some of the people who lost their homes in Hurricane Katrina. Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle says he's agreed to the request.
Americans are in trouble. We are first and foremost American citizens, and we are going to help out our brothers and sisters in any way we can.
Doyle and the Red Cross have worked out a plan to make available about 900 beds at the youth dorm at State Fair Park in Milwaukee. A community center in South Milwaukee will provide space for 250 more people. A Salvation Army camp in rural Kenosha County is also preparing for hundreds of evacuees. But all the sites are several miles from African American neighborhoods, even though it's expected that many of the arrivals will be black. So some in the black community are asking for input into the assessment and placement process. Malaika Al-Juwani says the state's plan is pretty good, but may be lacking in cultural sensitivity.
What we don't want to do is isolate them from the black community. We want them to come here knowing that not only will other communities help them, and we're real thankful that, that South Milwaukee and others have stepped forward, but that we and the black community will help them too.
The Red Cross director in Milwaukee, Bud McConley, says his organization is diverse, but McConley says the Red Cross will be open to suggestions and will treat evacuees with respect.
First and foremost, and that means a lot of things. It means respecting their cultural needs, means respecting their personal needs for privacy.
Governor Doyle says about 50 Katrina evacuees are already in Wisconsin, staying with friends or families. He isn't sure when or really if hundreds more will come. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.